Chapter 68. Tolan. A wave of trepidation washed over Tolan as he pushed his way through the front of his tent and saw the battered state of the three Pathfinders. They looked like they had fought their way through the entire Silmaran army to get there.
"What happened? Did you find Rowan and Arnst?"
Tolan could tell it was a struggle for the three men to remain standing. Terris had a shattered splint on his leg. Bale was sporting a bloody sling around his arm, and Merrick was trying to stabilize them both.
"We did, Commander," Merrick said ominously. "Or at least what was left of them. But there is another force massing in the Black Hills, and I'm sure by now they are already on their way, sir. It's like no force we've ever seen or heard tell of before."
"What are you talking about?"
Tolan's mind raced with a sense of dread as he tried reasoning out possible scenarios. Could Overlord Agnar have joined his Kel'doran forces with that of Sealmar?
"How many men did you see?"
Bale stepped forward.
"They not be men, sir."
"Not men?"
Tolan was not only confused, he was getting upset.
"What the blazes are you three going on about? If they weren't men, what were they?"
They be whorehounds."
"Whorehounds?"
Tolan's face was stuck in a state of complete bewilderment. His mouth hung open as the air was expelled from his lungs in a forceful cough. Under normal circumstances, Tolan would have never exhibited such a show of emotion in front of his men, and he felt rather embarrassed for having done so now. But since every other soul within earshot of the tracker's voice held the same expression, it didn't seem to matter.
"Our search led us to the caves within the ironworks," Merrick continued, still keeping his shoulder under Terrace as the unstable tracker teetered on one leg. "We saw a dark wielder calling forth the creatures. We rode out of there as fast as we could, but ended up having to fight our way out of the pass. We lost Elson as well," Terrace added, gritting his teeth in pain.
"Aye, that we did. We rode as fast as our poor injured horses would allow, hoping to stay ahead of them."
Tolan didn't let them finish.
"How many do you estimate are coming?"
He was desperate to know what they were up against. Merrick looked at the others and shrugged.
"My guess, upwards 1,000.
1,000 whorehounds?"
Tolan stood from his seat and stared at them across the table.
"How is that possible? We haven't seen or even heard of a whorehound for centuries."
His eyes flared as he realized the danger they were all in.
"Get yourselves to the healers, and see to your injuries."
The three men bowed and departed.
"Elior, send word to the king that a force of whorehounds has been spotted. Tell him I recommend an immediate retreat. We don't want to be caught in a fight on two fronts at the same time."
Tolan quickly laid word to paper for the runner to dispatch, along with his official seal.
"And send runners to Aesir and the other captains, and tell them to be ready to start pulling our lances back."
"Yes, sir."
Not waiting for the commander to return his salute, Elior turned and proceeded to holler orders to his runners as he exited.